This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jalen Thompson, as we transition back to baseball. Jalen, look, it's opening day. It's fine. How was it? Just give it, you know, the vibe of everything now that we're back in the season. No more Arizona. We're back in Kansas City now.
I mean, Kansas City showed up last night for the Royals. I'd say last afternoon, 39,000 fans were in Kauffman Stadium. People were lined up since 9 o'clock in the morning, ready to tailgate and get into the building. It felt like a Chiefs game. I guess you could say that. I mean, I remember walking throughout the concourse maybe 30 minutes before the game. Lines were out the door. It was like an experience for several Royals fans to see their team back in Kansas City. Now the game, it wasn't what the Royals wanted, but you have to remember last year they started 0-2 against the Minnesota Twins and they won the third game and then they went on to the playoffs. So it's a lot of overreaction, but the Royals do have some things they need to clean up for sure.
Let's start with the positive from yesterday, Jalen. Vinny Pasquantino looks healthy. He looks good. You know, obviously that huge three-run homer, and that wasn't the only thing. He started the rally in the ninth inning also with a double. Was there anything that you saw from him that gives you any kind of concern about his health, or does he look ready to go and good and solid moving forward?
Yeah, Tommy, I think he looks pretty good. Obviously, he just hit yesterday in the DH role, so you still need to see him get onto the field and field his position at first base. And you really don't know how well the hamstring might hold up when he's fielding his position. So the Royals are just going to continue to take it cautious with him as far as getting him treatment still and allowing him to keep taking drills at first base and just managing the hamstring until he's back to 100%. Remember, he strained the hamstring just a week ago, seven days ago. So a grade one hamstring, you want to be careful with it. But as what he did to play yesterday, I thought it was really cool to see, because that's hard trying to manage an injury and then you have opening day and you make an impact like that. And Vinny handled it well.
So he looks fine. That was kind of where all the offensive production came from. Not a good debut for Jonathan India. If we're blaming yesterday's loss, you can blame it on Zerpa. We kind of think, though, there were too many squandered opportunities offensively. And I don't want to look at things like overreact to one game, but that is going to be like, I don't think the Royals are all of a sudden going to be a leader across baseball in home runs this year. The whole point of Jonathan India is to help manufacture those runs. And that certainly did not happen yesterday.
No, it didn't happen yesterday, but if Jonathan India was still playing in Great American Ballpark, two of those lineouts in left field would have been home runs. So, it's just what you get when you play at Kauffman Stadium. It's a big park. So, but I think Jonathan India is going to hit well for the Royals this year. You know, he showed it all spring, so you know that he has the ability to do that. It's just one game. I think what really stood out to me, though, was you didn't quite get the production that you wanted out of Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez, and especially with Renfroe, he didn't look as what he looked like last season in the outfield as far as making a couple plays, pulling off the arm. It just wasn't a good game for him. So he's going to have to correct that if the Royals want to go further, because they're going to need him. They're going to need Melendez. They're going to need Michael Massey and the rest of the middle of that lineup to do damage.
How did you feel about the decisions from Matt Quatrero as far as the utilization in the bullpen, specifically the timing to go to Zerpa? I mentioned this at the top of the show when we were talking about the game yesterday. If it were me, my only critique on it is that after watching Cole Reagan's pitch for five innings, I thought he was okay. I don't think he had elite level stuff yesterday. I don't know if I would have brought Reagan's back out for the sixth inning and then go to Zerpa. I would have rather Zerpa started the inning as opposed to inheriting that runner. And then first pitch, he gives up a home run. Did you have any issue with that? And overall, how did you feel like he managed his bullpen?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting that he did that too. When he had Zerpa get up, I figured that Reagan's was going to be batter to batter. And I thought that Zerpa was probably going to come in for, Manzardo, which he did. But the tough part about that, though, is Cole Reagan's had 83 pitches. Do you allow him to continue to press forward, or is it because it's early in the season that you kind of just go to your bullpen early? They like what Zerpa can do in those spots, as a guy that's aggressive, that will get after hitters. And you look at some of the splits that Cole Reagan's had against his lefty-righty splits, I understand the decision to do that. But going with Zerpa, and he gave up a hittable pitch, and, he did damage. So I think that going forward, I think the Royals will continue to do that, going to Zerpa and guys like Sam Long and others in those key spots. It just didn't work out on yesterday.
So it brings up an interesting conversation then, Jalen, that we were having, and I think a lot of Royals fans will have. Jalen Thompson, Kansas City Star Royals reporter. What do you do? Do you think that it will be a 7-8-9 that goes Urcig, Harvey, Estevez, or do you think Urcig is deployed a little more utility knife? And if that's the case, who is that other guy? Because either way, no matter how you look at it, like if you want to shorten the game or if you want to do it, they do have to have one more. Is Zerpa going to be looked at as that, or is Zerpa more situational?
I think Zerpa is more going to be the guy that you go in and to bridge the gap between the starters and the bullpen. I think he's going to be like probably the first or second guy up for that role. I think the guy that might be one more would be Hunter Harvey. When you look at what Hunter Harvey did, he looked really great last night. He is someone that the Royals really wanted
last deadline.
They traded for him from the Nationals, and he gave up their number two prospect at the time, Caden Wallace, and a draft position in that draft. So I think that they really like what he can do. He's back from the back strain that cost him pretty much all of 2024 when he got to the Royals. And I think that he's going to be a guy that's going to be important maybe in that eighth inning role like he came in, and Estevez probably be the ninth inning role. But that could just change depending on the matchup. But I think Urcig, like you mentioned, is going to be that guy that's going to move around. If you notice, he was the guy that came in when the Guardians' best hitters were in the lineup. It just happened to be in the seventh inning yesterday. That could be in the ninth inning on Saturday. That could be in the eighth inning on Sunday. But I think he's going to be the guy that, in the highest leverage, you're going to Lucas Irsay because of what he can do with his high velocity and fastball.
Jalen, I think the Bobby Witt Jr. effect was in full swing yesterday. I mean, the guy struck out three times, but he still impacted the game even when he wasn't having a great offensive production game. I mean, he beat out that ground ball to shortstop, and without him doing that, you don't get the Vinny Pasquantino home run. And so even when it's a down game or not a great game by his standards, he's still impacting the game in a positive way.
Yeah, and we talked to Vinny about that, and I asked him specifically about Bobby's infield hit. And he said that he walked up to the plate and he marveled at it. And then he asked Guardians catcher Bo Naylor, have you seen anything like that before? And it was like, it's just insane. So it's pretty crazy to see what Bobby can do when he's able to use his speed for offensive abilities. I think that he had a 30.5 sprint speed last season that led the major leagues. And then on top of that, he worked this offseason to work on his base running ability and being more efficient. And he wants to get more steals and have those steals be more impactful in timely moments. And he did that. He stole second base, and that allowed Vinny to hit the home run. And Vinny actually mentioned it. He said that when Bobby stole second, that allowed him to be pitched differently at the plate, and he got the hanging slider and a curveball, and he hit over the fence. So I think those are things that's going to happen when you put pressure on an opposing team, that mistakes will be advantageous for Pasquantino, Vinny, Salvi, and others, you know.
I want to ask you real quick, Jalen, about all the rumors and the talk regarding the stadium location. John Sherman gave us some insight. I don't know how closely you're following that on the beat or if you're sticking to just the baseball. What is the latest, though, on the stadium and what we might see there?
Yeah, John Sherman, he met with the media on, I believe, Wednesday at the workout. And he was saying that, you know, they're still trying to find a location. They're still trying to finalize things. He said the speculation that's out there, he didn't really give it any credence. He was saying that, you know, things are just a work in progress. So we got to take him at his word for that, and we'll see where the Royals want to place the stadium. Obviously, there's a couple options that people are talking about out there. So it's just going to depend on where they feel the most comfortable putting this stadium. Is it going to be in Missouri? Is it going to be in Kansas? It's just going to be something that they have to continue to go through these negotiations. So Sherman didn't necessarily comment a lot on it, but he said that by the middle of the year, hopefully June, July timeframe, they want to have something out there to show, like, I guess, what they're thinking and where they want this thing to be. But for right now, it's just a lot of negotiations going on.
All right. We appreciate it, Jalen. Royals got to take an extra day here. They have the weather thing, so they'll play again on Saturday, a couple of day games this weekend. We'll follow along with you at Jalen Thompson on X at the Kansas City Star. We appreciate it. Next week, we'll have a little more, you know, we'll have a little more to dig through than one game that we want to overreact to, that they blew a lead and went to extra innings and they ended up. We'll have a little more to digest by the next time we talk to you.
I look forward to that. And also, we got to get you guys to a game or something. You can't be paying extra money to not watch the Royals.
I know, right?
We got to get you in person, like, so you can see it.
I'm down anytime.
Yeah, we'll come up. We'll come up. We'll say what's up. We'll
For sure.
Yeah, have a hot dog. All right, Jalen, we appreciate it.
See you. Thank you, guys.